And now, Roby Brock from our content partner, TalkBusiness.net, with a wrap-up of state, political, and business news of the last week.
In a letter to the co-chairs of the Joint Committee on Economic and Tax Policy, Department of Finance and Administration Director Richard Weiss revealed that the official general revenue forecast for the state is being revised upwards. He said that DFNA is forecasting a $113 million increase in revenue collections above current projections in the current fiscal year, and for next year, $92.4 million in increased revenues. The reason for the optimism? Improving economic conditions, albeit, Weiss said, slow improvement. Murphy Oil Corporation reported higher net income in the first quarter of $360 million. That was on lower revenue of $6.6 billion. 1 year ago, the El Dorado-based oil and gas company posted net income of $290 million on revenue of $6.9 billion. The company's downstream operations, which will be spinning off from the parent company later this year, showed improvement. With improving revenues, trucking and transportation giant Arkansas Best posted a narrower first quarter loss compared to a year ago. Arkansas Best reported a net loss of $13.4 million in its first quarter versus an $18.2 million setback 1 year ago. Little Rock-based Metropolitan National Bank announced its financial results for the quarter ended March 31st. For the first quarter of this year, the bank posted a profit of $662,000, compared to a loss of a little over $1 million during the same time period last year. 4th District Congressman Tom Cotton, who is heavily rumored to be a GOP challenger to Democratic incumbent U.S. Senator Mark Pryor, tells Talk Business that while it's too early to decide if he'll run for the Senate, he's not closed the door on the possibility. After a speech at the Clinton School of Public Service, Cotton was asked how he felt about being a prospect to challenge Pryor for a Senate seat in 2014. Cotton says, quote, "I learned in the Army that it's never a good idea to say never and always a bad idea to say always." Republican gubernatorial candidates Asa Hutchinson and Curtis Coleman appeared back-to-back at the Clinton School of Public Service to speak to a gathering of more than 100 Delta leaders on Thursday. The two GOP candidates shared their ideas for moving the Delta forward while their speeches showed contrast between their positions on several key issues such as economic development and health care for Arkansans. Hutchinson said he would have signed the private option health insurance plan into law if governor, while Coleman said he would not. The two men also disagreed on the Big River Steel Super Project. Coleman said the deal is not in the state's best interest, while Hutchinson said it would be a boon for Northeast Arkansas. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for TalkBusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided by Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com.